Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Marijn de Vries, or Captain Kane.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 63.
Yes.
We are a podcast about crisps, disability, and pop culture. And today, just like last week, we are recorded through Skype. So
yeah.
The sound quality may vary. And I we have a little bit of a conundrum, Marijn, because we try to buy the same crisps.
Yeah.
So we can review from a distance, so we can both take, and last week we managed to do that. Last week we both had the salt and vinegar robust from the Albert Heijn.
Yes. But
this week we didn't manage to get the same ones. Tell us what you have next.
Yeah, well, I have the Tyrell's Sour Cream and Serenade Chili.
Yes.
Which I think it's going to be really good and spicy, I think. But
yeah.
What do you have?
I have Doritos Sweet Chili Pepper Flavor.
Okay. This review can recommend you this crisp that I have, and that you can recommend your crisps, crisp that you are having.
Yes, indeed. We're going to tell each other what we are tasting. And then, Marijn, you can start. And you...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then I will start with the Tyrell Sour Cream and Serenade Chili.
Yeah.
I think they are hand-cooked English crisps. So I think they have a good crunch. I think they are a bit spicy. There is a green chili. There are a couple of nurses on the packaging with a chili in their hands, so I think it's about chili and about sour cream. So that mix of the fresh the fresh sourness of the sour cream together with the spicy flavor of the chili. Let's see if the flavor is what I expected. I don't really know how to describe this. It's they smell a bit like paprika chips.
Okay.
A bit. Let's just taste one. In the taste, you really get the sour cream. And not really much of the serenade chili. Oh, wait. No, there is a sharp tingling feeling when you swallow the crisp. That must be the chili, but they're not that spicy of itself. They have a good crunch.
Yes.
Flavor. Well, the sour cream flavor is a bit like the other sour cream or crisps with sour cream that we've had.
Yes.
I don't think the no, they're just not really spicy. I do like them, but I think I give them 3 out of 5. They're okay, but not all that special.
Okay. That sounds a little bit disheartening, but would you recommend me to buy a bag to try them out myself, or would you say skip the whole deal?
I don't think I would recommend you buying it, but
okay,
if you see it and you can grab a handful of these crisps
at a party or something, then you can try them. Okay.
At a party, it's no problem. They're okay for a party.
Yeah.
They are interesting because, well, they're a bit spicy, but not too much.
Yeah.
No, if there are other crisps around that you enjoy more, I would recommend you buying those before these. They're just not that special.
Okay. No, that's very clear. That's a very clear statement.
Well,
thank you.
But what do you have for me?
So I have Doritos Sweet Chili Pepper flavor.
Mm-hmm.
These are in a the black is a very dark blue, almost black color.
Yeah.
You see a chili pepper, and you see two Doritos on it. What I expect from a Doritos crisp is good crunch because of the corn flour.
Yeah.
I do have to say that I have eaten these specific crisps before, and I quite like them.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing else chili related in the store when I was buying, and you already had the serenade chili ones, so I tried to get something.
You had to fight someone for these, right?
I had to fight an old lady, yeah. She's dead now. I coughed in her face. I coughed and did ugga in her face, and now she has the coronavirus and she's probably dying somewhere.
Okay.
I've opened the bag. The smell is a little paprika-like as well. Like, yeah, it's a little... There's some sweet notes in there, but there's a little paprika. Mm-hmm. I'm tasting one now. They're spicy from the start, yes. They get
okay.
Tingle on the first mount entrance of the mouth.
Okay. So if you want a really spicy crisp, a really on-the-nose spicy crisp,
yeah,
then these are probably something for you?
I reckon yes.
Okay.
There's also a little bit of sweetness.
Yeah.
But the spiciness overtakes the sweetness quite profoundly.
Okay.
I like them though.
Okay.
Crunch is good. Crunch is, yeah, what you expect. It's not as spectacular, but it's good crunch.
Okay.
I would give these. The flavor is not that spectacular either. I would give these 3.5 out of 5.
3.5 out of 5. So yes. Would you recommend me buying them?
Maybe. If you don't have anything else to eat in house, now these are good crisps to have on your party. If you have like the natural crisps, and then you can put these next to them, it's something different. It has a little bit of a punch. I like it. I like it. I would recommend it for a party. Yes.
Okay. So I can risk be infected by corona, go to the supermarket to buy these.
Yeah, maybe then no, but if normal season, normal, not corona season, just normal everyday life, I would recommend these.
Okay.
No, okay. It's 3.5 out of 5. Maybe 5 out of 5, I would risk your life, but not 3.5 out of 5.
Hey, coronavirus is just a flu virus.
Yeah,
so,
okay, still, yeah. No, I like them though. Only like, this is a good secondary crisp. If you have a party, you have like 2 bowls and one of them is natural crisp or sour cream and onion or cheese and onion or something else, then mm-hmm. this is a good one to have next to it because this has a little bit of a little tintle on the tongue, a little stinginess.
Mm-hmm.
So this breaks up your crisp experience if you eat it next to another crisp, I think.
Okay.
That and
some diversity.
Diversity in the crisps, indeed.
And okay.
Those are my notes on these crisps. Marijn,
wait a second.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Wait a second, because I still have the Tyrell sour cream and serenade chili before me.
Yes.
And I was trying a couple more.
Yes.
And then the spiciness got out more.
Okay.
And maybe these are like a good wine that you need to, how do you say that? Get used to the environment.
Yeah, yeah. It has to breathe a little. It has to breathe a little. Yes.
Maybe it's that.
Yes.
Because now I actually like them, and I would give. It's not much. But I think I would give these 3.5, and now I would definitely recommend to try them. Just for the spiciness is nice because it comes unexpected. You eat a crisp, and you swallow it, and then you maybe feel a little tingle. But then you start eating a little more, and then the tingle gets bigger.
Yes.
So now I like them. I like them a lot, as in I would serve these on a party and I would recommend you buying them.
Okay, that's good advice. That's good to know that you have to let these crisps breathe as well. That's they have to acclimate to the environment.
Well,
interesting.
Maybe.
Marijn.
Yes.
Please just tell us. You have prepared like always, like you always do. You have prepared a trivia for us.
I do. And it's about the Serenade chili.
Yes.
Because I had no idea what it was.
Yeah. And you did some research on it. And yeah. What is it? Where is it
apparently
from?
A Serenade chili doesn't involve serenades for your beloved one. But
no.
A Serenade chili is just a type of chili like a bell pepper is or a jalapeno is.
Okay.
They are a bit more spicy than, at least the bell pepper or the jalapeno. It on a level of heat, it gets a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
They are commonly available in South Africa, but the species originates from Peru.
Okay, interesting.
It's a crisp, sweet red pepper with a tantalizing kick. Well, that is true.
That's true, in your experience,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah, and it's perfect in tacos and red meat, such as beef.
Yes.
Medium, it's about 40,000 Scoville heat units.
That's quite a steep number, right?
Yeah, if you see that the bell pepper is just 0 Scoville heat units.
Yeah, then this
one is quite spicy.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. Now, I'm really interested to try these crisps. I will try to find them next time I venture outside.
I don't know if I will save some for you, because
no,
I actually
that.
Like them myself.
Just eat them all. I do want to say to all listeners outside, please recommend our podcast to everybody you know. Please,
yeah, subscribe, like,
write a review if you are in touch with iTunes. And I want to thank you for podcasting with me.
I want to thank you, the listener, for listening to our podcast.
We want to thank Audio Geeks and Audio Geeks family for being our host and platform we are presiding on. And I think that's it.
Yeah. So you have no other choice because you need to stay at home.
Yeah.
So until next time, that is How the Crisp Crunch is.